producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It rained a little bit last night. If you're in the Fargo Moorhead area anyway. Wow. For about an hour last night. I mean, you wouldn't know it to look at the sky right now, because it is beautiful out. It's sunny, you know, and unless you're in one of those flash flood affected areas, you'd think, you know, it's a pretty nice night. But did it rain? Wow. Tornado sirens going off last night. Hope everybody's okay out there that's listening to Flag Family Radio. But last night around 3 o'clock, I was rousted out of my restful sleep by tornado sirens going off. My phone is sending me alerts. Got an app that calls me whenever there's a tornado alert out or flash flood warning. So the phone was going off, the sirens are going off, rain's coming down. Good thing I rolled my windows up. It was nuts. It was completely nuts. I am your host for the first hour of What's On Your Mind, the talk show that asks you that question. What's on your mind this morning? A little waterlogged, a little rain soaked this morning, but otherwise doing just fine here at Flag Family Radio. Today I will be hosting the first hour of the show. Scott Hannon will host hour two live from Dickinson at Wyoming Casing, and he'll be joined by Todd Mitchell, who will be live from Bismarck. As always, we'll have the Golden Girls at 8:20. Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum. We're going to talk to them about news from the left and the right. Get their opinion on a couple of things. At 9:06, Kat Perkins, star of the NBC's The Voice, she's going to visit us in studio to talk about her rise to fame and her upcoming Bismarck concert. So stay tuned for that. Scott always has the best guests. I'm just going to put that out there. That's pretty awesome. Kat Perkins will be in studio talking about, you know, her rise to fame and her upcoming concert out there in Bismarck. And then we're going to have at 9:30, Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the rise in sex trafficking in the state. So that's been a big concern to a lot of us here. I've had a couple of folks on my show on the Common Sense Club to talk about that. Some there was actually two juveniles that a couple of guys. And this has been their MO. They come, they issue these little silver tongue promises to these girls and basically take them hostage and they didn't even stay here. They went, I think, all the way up to North Carolina and ended up calling their mom. Being a proactive mom, it was diligent and tenacious, and found out where the girls were. Found out that these guys had a long rap sheet of doing just exactly this thing, even assaulting some of these young folks. So it is a big problem. And with the influx of folks coming into North Dakota, I think we really need to open up that conversation, find out what we need to do as citizens, as parents, to be proactive against sex trafficking and that sort of thing. So you want to stay tuned when Attorney General Wayne Stengem is, joining the conversation here on Flag Family Radio, and find out what we're doing as a state find out what you can do, you know, to help stop or recognize the signs of, you know, sex trafficking and that sort of thing. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to have North Dakota State Representative Mike Inathey, Republican in Bismarck, and Indy House Majority Leader Al Carlson on their legislative tour of Dickinson. And they're going to be looking at the progress in the oil patch. So stay tuned for that. Couple of things that are on my mind this morning. One, if you listened to the Common Sense Club yesterday, I had Rob Port on. Rob Port's been, he needs no introduction. Say Anything blog. He breaks news that the other media here in North Dakota can only hope to attain. And a lot of times they don't even give him credit for it. So Rob Port has a thankless job. But I had him on yesterday, and one of the blog postings that had piqued my interest was the fact that Rauschenberger, and if you're not familiar with this story, you got Ryan Rauschenberger. Guy makes $108,000 a year. He's our tax commissioner. He was appointed by Dalrymple to replace Corey Fong. Now, he's running. He's running again to retain his seat. Now, yesterday we were 62 days out, so we're 61 days out. So now, and the rules say that you can't put anybody else in that on that slate if you are more than 64 days out. So the way this thing is shaping up is we can't run anybody else right now. And if he resigns, then the Democrat automatically win. It's pretty much a sure thing that we're going to have a Democrat a tax commissioner. A little background on the story is this. So he's been struggling with alcohol addiction. And I'm not demonizing the man for that. He has a problem. It seemed to me that he was attempting to get help. He met a guy, you know, in treatment. They must have both fell off the wagon because, you know, Tuesday, midday, they were both drinking. And somehow this guy got a hold, and the guy's young, 22 years old. He got a hold of Ryan's keys, and he ended up rolling over his vehicle. Now, he goes to... He's treated for his injuries and all of that, and it comes to light that he had been drinking, so he was driving under influence. Rob Port calls Ryan Rauschenberger up and says, "Hey, you know, you got this guy drinking, driving, rolled over your vehicle. What do you think about that?" That sort of thing. And Rob said it didn't hit him then. He called him back after, you know, the initial interview and said, "Hey, you've been drinking." And to his credit, he admitted, yeah, I have been, and that sort of thing. And then the story just kind of blew up from there. Now, the part of this story that I want to get to, that I'm going to ask you what's on your mind about it, is this. You got a guy, and he has some problems. And alcoholism, to me, I think it's a debilitating illness. It is a sickness. And it has to be treated, it has to be cured. So I'm not demonizing him about that. But obviously, he has problems. And you're in an election cycle now. You can't run anybody else. What do you think he should do? Should we do, in my opinion, the honorable thing? I think he should bow out. I do. And I know this is not popular. I know that. I've spoken to many of my friends that say absolutely not. You don't, you know, give up seats of power to Democrats, that sort of thing. But from my perspective, the honorable thing to do would be to bow out, to get help, and then run again at a later date. Because Dalrymple was under the impression that he was getting treatment. So this wasn't a secret. I think the folks that in the know knew that he had a problem. And, you know, obviously the treatment didn't help. He met this guy in treatment, and they were both sauced on Tuesday midday. So obviously he fell off the wagon. So he needs more treatment. I also have a problem, what seems to me to be a little bit of nepotism, because I'm looking over the story. The guy makes $108,000 a year. His father, Ron Rauschenberger, is Dalrymple's chief of staff. And I'm sitting here scratching my head. Are we principal conservatives? Are we principled Republicans or not? I want to ask you, what do you think the right thing to do is? Do we concede a seat and do the honorable thing, in my opinion, or do we hold on to that seat because we don't want a Democrat to have it? That's my question to you. We'll be back right after this break with the Golden Girls, and we're going to ask them a couple of questions about, and we're going to find out their take on news and issues from the left and the right. We'll be right back, and I see we got phone calls. We're going to have to get to those on the other side of that segment. We'll be right back right after this break.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Telling you want the Scott special, chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Back. I am Leon Francis, sitting in for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. Scott will be back in the next hour live from Dickinson. On the line I have Blanquita Cullum, and I'm going to ask her, we're going to have a discussion about a couple of issues that I have. I want to get her perspective. She's wise and knowledgeable and all of that. So how you doing, Blanquita?
I'm great. You already meant to be smile.
I need help.
I got my doctor's hat on.
Good deal, good deal. And I'm going to try to get through two of these, and they're kind of weighty, so, you know, and we're still trying to get a hold of Ellen. But so I'm reading today in the Journal Interactive, and I see that Debbie Wasserman Schultz has ripped Scott Walker on women's issues. And that's not, that isn't the thing that caught my attention. The thing that caught my attention was this. This is a quote from her. She says, Scott Walker has given women the back of his hand. I know that's stark. I know that's direct, but it's a reality. What Republican Tea Party extremists like Scott Walker are doing is they are grabbing us by the hair and pulling us back, and it's not going to happen on our watch. Now, those are domestic violence terms. And this is just a political disagreement. I mean, Scott Walker is not clubbing folks over the head and dragging them back to his cave and backhanding women or anything like that. I mean, nothing even close to that. She just doesn't agree with him on political issues, and she's using this type of language. Is that fair in your humble?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, and what really irks me about women that do things like that is on the real issues that affect women and young women, they're curiously silent. And frankly, you know, what also irks me is we're not back in the 60s. Women have choices. They are able to do more than any women really in the world. And frankly, as a mother, and having been a single mother, an entrepreneur, and the mother of a son and a daughter, I don't want more from my daughter than my son, or more from my son than I want from my daughter. She needs to knock that garbage off, because unless she's really going to do something for women, like women who are repressed and being brutally victimized and genocide and places where ISIS is striking and beheading children, I just want her to shut up.
See, I can't say that because I'll have someone going, hey, you woman-hating, war on women, Tea Party guy.
Phony is what she is. She's a phony. She's a phony. That's a phony argument.
I agree, and I put her in the same camp as the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Not-So-Sharptons of the world. The thing is, like with those two pinheads, there are issues of discrimination in this country. There are problems in this country, but you diminish those problems when you scream that at every term. Everything that happens as a racial tint. And I put these statements in that category. You can't do that because you dilute the real problems that are out there. Now,
and they're not doing anything on the real problem.
Right.
What is she doing about the threat of terrorism right now? Why is she not demanding the president come out at her party to have a strategy? You know, the other thing is, then, does everybody have to feel, if they're going to go vote for her, they have to check that they did the right thing for women? I mean, how many men voted for her? I mean, it's just so preposterous. I'm so sick of people being hyphenated, younger, ridiculous, operating only on the issue of color. What's right for this country? What's good to people? What's fair? What does the Constitution say? I want to just tell these people to cut it out.
And that's where I am. I say, you know, as long as we have hyphenated Americans, we have a divided America, period. And we need to do what's best for, I mean, exactly as you said, we need to do what's best for Americans. And if we are all free, if our Constitution blankets us the same, then there is no problem. The only time we have a problem is when folks try to section us off into little victim boxes, and they don't want to actually help you. They need those victim boxes for votes. And that's what's going on now. If I was a guy,
well, you're a guy, you had to vote for Debbie Wasserman. You know,
I wouldn't.
No, of course not, because she's not going to vote for you.
Well, not only
she's
that,
not gonna support your issue. I'm not talking about your and your political affiliation. She's going to put. You know, there's an old saying about after me, you come first. And the fact of the matter, that's not why she was elected. She was elected to put you first, meaning the constituent, and her last. And right now what she's doing is she wants to be a poster child for people. And honestly, you know, this National Organization of Women, they're the biggest group of frauds in the entire world. Where are they and what's going on with women around the world right now? Where are they when, I mean, they're the biggest frauds and honestly the biggest doormat for a political agenda. I think they're funny. It really ticks me off.
Yeah, it ticks me off too. And I would change my tune if they would invite folks like Sarah Palin to speak or Michelle Bachmann to speak or Mia Love. Have Mia Love come and speak at one of their events.
A woman who's undergoing some real problems. Get some of these women that Ellen have rescued from genocide, from genital mutilation.
Yeah.
Women who get Stockwell's mother, who had to suffer the indignity of having her son killed. Get women's families who've been killed in combat. And, you know, instead of going out there and trying to help vets, we have to put, well, are we going to help women vets or men vets? Are we going to help black vets or Hispanic vets or white vets? Are we going to help white women, black women, Hispanic women? For crying out loud, we're all Americans now and told to get off the damn soap off. Boss, start really doing your job. I'm sick of these people.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. And that's why I asked you. Okay, my next question is this. So we know what's going on with the president or the lack of goings on with the president when it comes to foreign affairs. And so I hear Rand Paul yesterday, and he says, if I were president, I would call a joint session of Congress. I would lay out the reasoning of why ISIS is a threat to our national security and seek congressional authorization to destroy ISIS militarily. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think we ought to, you know, bomb them to oblivion. And frankly, you know, the strategy, while we're sitting out there, everybody's sucking their thumb, trying to be able to pull together a strategy, evil continues. I want to know, first of all, do they have a handle now that obviously that we don't know who's working in the airline? We want to make sure all those FBI investigations are rechecked. Everybody needs to go through a check again that's working for an airline. We want to know where those students are. They've lost their visas. I think the president has an obligation today to tell the governors of the state where these undocumented citizens are, right? Aliens are.
And
right.
I agree. Okay. I agree,
so,
Blanquita. Thank
you. You've got me on a rant right now. Okay, honey. Bye.
Thank you for your insight. We'll be right back right after this.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
And you see what just happened? I just got Blanquita to go on a stellar rant. I should have been recording that. I mean, it was pretty awesome. But I'm reading, like, I'm on the Journal Interactive, and I'm reading Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and I'm reading her comments here, and if you were just reading it and you were one of those low information voters, one of those folks that live out there in Rio Linda, as Rush says, you would be like, wow, this Scott Walker guy is a horrible guy. No. And let me tell you, I'm going to reread these. This is what she said. This is a direct quote. This is a round table discussion on women's issue at the Milwaukee Athletic Club. And you got, she's talking about Republican Governor Scott Walker. She says, Scott Walker has given women the back of his hand. I know that's stark. I know that's direct, but that is reality. So she's saying this as a matter of fact, that he has given women the back of his hand. And she adds, what Republican Tea Party extremists, like Scott, you notice the inflammatory rhetoric here. She lumps them all in together. Republican Tea Party extremists, like Scott Walker are doing, is they are grabbing us by the hair and pulling us back. And I'm like, this should be plastered all over all of these monitors that I have right here as what you do not do, something that is divisive in this country, because that is explosive language, especially given the atmosphere that the feminazis have, you know, pervaded the airways with. I mean, everything is a war against women, especially when you're on that side of the aisle and you're looking over at the Republicans and the Tea Party. Everything is colored through that. And it's like I said, it's in the same vein as the race baiters, like Al Sharpton and what's the other pinhead's name, and folks like that. But when they color everything through a prism of bigotry and race, you diminish real problems then, and then people look at you like I'm looking at Debbie Wasserman and going, you know, she's kind of nuts. there's something wrong with her. And the scary thing is, there are folks that actually voted for this idiot. It just blows my mind. It blows my mind. 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air, and you can tell me what's on your mind. One thing that's on my mind, my producer on the break, he's showing me these pictures of hell, these hell balls from last night. One of them is like an inch and a half, probably 2 inches in diameter. So that little, and it went on for about an hour. That little storm we had, wow, it brought the pain. It just, I'm looking at those hellstones. What do you call those? Hell balls, hell stones, whatever, big ice balls. They're huge. And last night, you know, around 3 o'clock, I'm rousted from my bed by sirens going off, by my phone just going nuts. And I look outside and it just looks like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Noah, but that's what, and me and my family, we watched that movie this weekend. So I'm looking at stuff whipping around and leaves blowing and the rain coming down and the siren in the background. And I'm like, wow, we need an ark or something. But that's on my mind right now. I want to go back to my original question. And the callers that had called earlier, call back in. 855-217-76, extension 2. So this Rauschenberger, I don't even know if you call it a debate. A couple of the key points that I want you to think about is one, do we have a problem with nepotism in this state? I mean, I'm looking at this. North Dakota tax commissioner, he's paid an annual salary of $108,000. His dad, Ron Rauschenberger, is Dalrymple's chief of staff. This guy, our current tax commissioner, was appointed by Dalrymple because Corey Fong stepped down because he wanted to pursue, you know, opportunities in the private sector, that sort of thing. So, you know, he was dubbed by Dalrymple, you know, for this position. And I'm not saying he's doing a bad job. I'm not. He's not. But a couple of things strike me as odd. One, your dad's the chief of staff. Two, this is not this salary is not a small salary. Three, people knew apparently that he had a problem. And apparently, it's an ongoing problem. It has not been rectified as brought to light by these recent chain of events. And the thing that really gets me is, had this 22-year-old, and that's a whole nother ball of wax that I won't even touch. But, you know, you got this 22-year-old that you meet in treatment. You guys are obviously both off the wagon. And it's Tuesday, middle of the day, both drinking. He goes out, rolls your vehicle. All of this stuff happens. And we are now in a discussion over, and I don't even think it's a discussion anymore. It's pretty much he's not resigning. Republicans are not going to force him to resign because they want to retain that seat. I think that's disingenuous. I think it's dishonest. I think the honorable thing to do is not to, like, rake him over the coals or not to demonize him or bash him or anything like that, but tell him, hey, you need to get help. And until you do that, because apparently the Dalrymple was under the impression that he was getting help. He was in treatment, and he had completed treatment. Obviously, he did not, or the treatment does not work. He needs to find some other place to be treated at because, obviously, it didn't work. But I guess the question that I have is, do you do the honorable thing and you lose that seat, the tax commissioner's seat, to a Democrat, which is what I think should happen? Or the popular, apparently the popular opinion is he needs to hang on to this seat no matter the consequences, no matter what. And to me, that's Democrat-esque, in my opinion. That in my opinion, it just shows no strength of character. I think the best thing to do, the honorable thing to do would be to take a step back and concede this. I mean, it's the tax commissioner. Yeah, it's not a small position by any stretch of the imagination, but I think you should take a step back. And I think the Republican Party should do the honorable thing and, you know, accept his resignation and say, we're going to get you help. We're going to get you better. Think about him, you know, and his health first. Think about, you know, this whole power struggle second, in my humble opinion. And that's just where I'm coming from. I mean, to me, that's the common sense approach to this thing. Maybe you disagree. I don't know. Karen, out in North Fargo, tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, I was wondering when he's going to be a guest on your show or Scott's show next. I think it's been 2 weeks since I've heard him, and I'm going into Rob Port withdrawal.
I had Rob Port on my show yesterday. The Common Sense Club. 2 to 5.
I'm sorry. I was at Walmart.
Well, see, that's when you're in your car, and you have to have your dial preset to AM 1100 to flag, especially if you're in you're in North Fargo. So AM 1100 to flag, and there you go. Had Rob Port on for 2 segments, and we talked about this for at least 1 complete segment. But what do you think, Karen? I mean, you're a level-headed gal, common sense type of folk. What do you think about this? And I don't know how much of it you heard, but and I'm not demonizing him. He has an illness. Alcoholism is an illness. It's an addiction. So I want him to get help. I want him to get better. Not going to beat him up about that. But my problem is that the way it stands now, our laws say that they cannot, the Republicans cannot run anybody else because we're 61 days out now. And the limit is 64 days. So the Democrat will win by default. My position is we should concede that seat. He should resign. He should get better. Obviously, this treatment didn't work. I mean, this is a guy that he met in treatment. Both of them fell off the wagon, obviously. I think he should actually get help, and the Republicans should facilitate that. They should say, hey, you know, this is one seat. We want you to get better, focus on your health, and then we'll run the next time around. That's what I think should happen. What do you think?
House of Representatives or Senate?
Oh, he is tax commissioner.
Pardon?
He's the North Dakota tax commissioner.
Okay, I didn't catch that.
Oh, my apologies. But, yeah, he's the North Dakota tax commissioner. His father, actually, is Dalrymple's chief of staff. Now, this position it has an annual salary of $108,000 a year. So it's not small potatoes, but I think the honorable thing to do would be to get this guy the help he needs to concede this seat, because I just think that that's an honorable thing to do. What do you think?
Well, you do have that nepotism angle of the father having the job, the other job. And you Republicans have so many seats in our Congress, and you have all those other places, of course.
Right.
If you have a Republican governor, you have, of course, lots of other Republicans in the government. So you can give that up and still have tons.
And see, and that's where I'm at. And I'm not looking at it like a power sheet where you're going to have just a portion of it out. I'm looking at, one, the best thing for his health, because obviously this job and his treatment are not simpatico, because he obviously fell off the wagon, and people know about him. And most of the folks that I talk to say he's not a bad guy. He's a likable guy. He's a good guy, a decent guy. He struggles with his problem. So I think he needs to get help, and that's where that's my point of view on that. Karen, thank you for calling in and sharing your point of view on this issue.
You're calling.
I encourage everyone else out there to pick up the phone and share your point of view right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
And there's one other thing I want to mention about Rauschenberger. The fact that, you know, I read the press release, the statement yesterday, and I still think that there's a little bit of dishonesty there. I don't believe that this was an isolated incident. I know that he admitted, and to his credit, when Rob Port called him, he admitted it right off the bat, it sounds like. But I still think the press release is a little disingenuous. I don't believe that it's 100% accurate. I don't think that this was an isolated incident where he just fell off the wagon this one day, middle of the day with this guy. I don't believe that to be the case. I also think that the NDGOP statement is a little disingenuous, and I don't believe it has the best interests of North Dakotans at heart. Now, I'm going to take a lot of bashing for that, and I know that, and I accept it, bring it on, but that's my feelings on the matter, period. There is a voicemail about this subject. Can we run that? The tax commissioner voicemail.
Hey, Leon, got two words for you in regards to the tax commissioner not running, resigning his post. Charlie Rangel. Now, that recipe works pretty well for the Democrats. How about another alternative? We could run a write-in candidate campaign. Or another alternative, he could win the office and then step aside and Dalrymple could appoint someone to fill it.
Oh, good point. A
couple thoughts there for you. But Charlie Rangel is the key. Bye-bye.
So if there's someone out there, and this show, my time on this in this time slot is coming to an end, but if there's someone out there that knows more about this, I think the write-in is great, or if he wins, you know, Dalrymple, he steps down and Dalrymple appoints someone, I think those are great ideas. I never even thought about that. But the fact of the matter is, if he runs, there, and Rob Port brought this out, there are going to be some tough questions to answer from everybody involved. And do we really want to do that? This was a cushy race. He had this race in hand before this happened. Now the Democrats have some teeth right now. And so, you know, I want your point of view. And I asked for it, and I want it. 2 to 5 this evening, Common Sense Club, give me your point of view and feel free to expand this conversation. Now, we also have a voicemail for the topic of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Let's run that.
Top of the morning to the Flag family. The comments that Debbie Wasserman Schultz made is what's deteriorating the Democratic Party. It's what's sickening people, even being associated with them. The comments like what she made is what's showing the ignorance out there. And the people that are intelligent and that are educated to the different facts, they know that that's just totally idiotic. It's a shame she even said it. But anyway, it just totally exemplifies the only thing they can run on, and that's to slander people. Thank you. Bye.
And you see, and he makes a great point. A lot of good folks won't even run because of this type of treatment that you can pretty much expect. I mean, you can expect liberals to just say the craziest, most outlandish things. And, you know, it's plastered all over the media as that. And I wonder how information voters are going to read that. Probably read the exact same thing that I read, or get the little sound bite, the snippet, and say, "Wow, Scott Walker beats women. He drags them by the hair and that sort of thing." And what do you do to combat that? I mean, that is a level of ignorance. That is a strategy, Cloward and Piven. As a matter of fact, you repeat something often enough, it just becomes a fact. And her statements are. Listen to this. She says, "I know that is direct. I know that is stark, but that is reality." So she's added an added element of this being a fact, that these statements that she made are in fact factual, and they are not. I mean, in absolutely no way, no context are those statements based in reality at all. But she said them. And she'll get votes because she said them, and she stood up to that horrible, evil, war on women, Tea Party Republican. And I love the way they lumped the Republican Party in with the Tea Party, just to give it added venom. To me, I'm just like, wow. And people, is there, let's do the voicemail. Let's run that.
Hey, Leon, this is Scott from Minot. I like talking about the world's politics and everything, but I think we need to focus on the Collinsworth brothers from Grace City. They got 8 more days left to sign that petition. It kind of staled out. It's right around 8,100 and something. We need to get it moving. They need to be focused on. We need to get people talking about them. I'm not from there. I'm from Maya. But I feel for them kids, and I think the federal government should help them out. So.
I agree, and I am working, just so you know, I am working behind the scenes to get that family a lot more press, a lot more coverage. And before the 14th, I believe, or the 12th or the 14th, I hopefully we'll have enough of that petition signed, enough signatures on that petition. We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind right after this with Scott Hannon.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.